ever feel forgotten by God when all you did was try to do the right thing? I'm Lori Short, and it's December, and I'm actually going to be starting a special four-part Advent series on my podcast to highlight some of the crazy stories that are involved in the genealogy of Jesus. I think it'll be a great encouragement to see how God can take the messiness of our lives and bring a miracle, and also give us a window into some of the people in Jesus' family line and what we can learn from their stories. So today I want to look at Matthew 1, verse 6. Matthew 1 is where the genealogy of Jesus is found. And verse 6 tells a big story in just a few words. It also illustrates how goodness is never forgotten by God. And even when we feel like life is totally unfair, in the big picture, how we respond to it makes all the difference. Here's the verse. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Just a few short words that tell us so much. This verse refers to Bathsheba, one of five women listed in Jesus' genealogy. But right away, we notice that her name is not actually in there. She is referred to as Uriah's wife. For some background on this story, you can read 2 Samuel 11. But many of you probably know that David actually had a one-night stand with Bathsheba when she was married to Uriah. And that ended up with her becoming pregnant. The real heartbreak of the story is that Uriah was one of David's best soldiers, and he was fighting on his behalf when David did this with his wife. So the next part of the story is excruciating as we watch David try desperately to cover up his mistake. First, by getting Uriah back from war and urging him to have a night with his wife. But Uriah won't do it. He refuses to have a night of passion with his wife while his fellow soldiers are in battle. So now David has a big problem because he knows that Bathsheba's pregnancy will betray what he did. So he decides to put Uriah on the front lines of battle, and he's killed in the war. And David takes Bathsheba to be one of his wives. It's actually a terrible story of lust and deception. But in the next chapter, we see David being confronted, and he does confess his sin. If you look at Psalm 51, that is David's prayer of confession. And millions have prayed that prayer all over the world and have been throughout time. But if you're like me, there is a part of you after hearing all this that goes, what about Uriah? I understand that David confessed his sin and that God forgave him. But what about Uriah? It's so unfair. That's why this small part of Jesus' genealogy is so beautiful. Uriah is remembered right here. And he is actually grafted into Jesus' genealogy. David and Bathsheba had the son, Solomon, that was part of Jesus' line. But Uriah is the husband who is mentioned as part of Jesus' genealogy, even though he wasn't technically a part of his genealogy at all. God made sure that Uriah was remembered as part of the story that brought his son to earth. Uriah may have had an ending to his earthly life that was totally unfair, but in the big picture of God's greater story, his life is remembered. So a couple things to encourage you from this small little verse in Jesus' genealogy. If you feel like life is unfair right now, God sees you. You may not feel seen, but you have this evidence here with Uriah. Uriah mattered to God. And we see that because there are thousands of people who have lived and died and had much fuller lives. But Uriah's short life is the one that is remembered here in the bigger eternal story. The second thing that this verse shows us is that the way we respond to our circumstances matters. Uriah kept responding out of loyalty and service and solidarity to his mission, even when David was trying to talk him out of it. And even though Uriah couldn't control what actually ended up happening to him, what he could control was how he responded. And that is a lesson to all of us, and maybe a good question to think about today. How do we respond when life is unfair, or we're in a season we don't want to be in? If something hard is happening right now in your life, how can you take the focus off what you can't control and work on your response to it, which is the only part you can control? And the last thing that we learn from this little verse is that what matters most about our lives is how we are remembered. And maybe that's a good question to pray about today. If you were to die right now, how do you think you would be remembered? I know it sounds kind of morbid, but the truth is we are all going to die. That's true. 10 out of 10 die. And it's a great question to ask ourselves. How will we be remembered? So maybe the challenge for this week is to live the way we want to be remembered. I want to end my reflection today by telling you about an opportunity that I am doing in 2020 so that you can think about perhaps being a part of it. The first 8 weeks of the new year, I'm going to do a 10-minute devotional challenge to read a passage of the Bible and hear a 1-minute devotional that I'll be doing each day. I'll be sending out these 1-minute video devotionals and will be telling you in the coming weeks how you can sign up. So all you need is my book, 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. If you already have it, you're set to go. If you don't, right now it's only $8.50 on Amazon. And it actually would make a great Christmas gift if you can think of somebody who might want to do this with you. But we're going to take the first 8 weeks of the new year and start it right by igniting our faith and spending some time in some of the lesser known passages of Scripture that can really encourage us and build our trust in God. So I'm hoping this will be an opportunity for many people to see the value of spending time with God each day before we get into all the craziness that confronts us with all the circumstances and all the situations in our lives. It's so good, instead of turning on our phones first, to go to God's Word first. And so that's the challenge. So I hope that you'll think about it and maybe pray about it and then help me get the word out, because I'm going to try to invite as many people who want to be a part of it to do that. So now I want to return to the verse about Uriah to reflect on the fact that God remembered this man's life. His goodness was not forgotten. And we may not be able to control how many days or years that we live, but we get to choose how to live it. And Uriah lived his so well that he was grafted in to the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for tuning in.